Hello, and welcome to episode 163 of the Not Your Mama's Gamer podcast, a podcast where we talk about games and gaming from a feminist perspective. My name is Samantha Blackman, and I'm an associate professor at Purdue University in West Lafayette, Indiana, where I talk about, read about, write about, dream about, amongst other things, video games. And I'm joined tonight by two of our NYMG co-host, podcasters, bloggers, women extraordinaire, Alicia Carabinas and Bianca Batty. How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, hello. Bianca's very excited to be here.
Yeah. She's apparently stoked. Very excited to talk about all the things.
Or me. One of the things specifically.
Yes.
We'll get into it.
So tonight, what we're going to be talking about, and it shows up in the description of the podcast, or it will. We're doing a spoiler cast of the new game, the 2017 game from Supermassive Games, for the PlayStation 4, Hidden Agenda. And we'll tell you more about the game in just a moment. Or a few moments after we make it through some other things. And then we'll talk about the game itself. So, before we get started, hello, ladies. How are you?
Hi.
Who are you?
Hi.
Alicia, you first.
Oh, okay. I was not ready. I'm Alicia.
Hi, Alicia.
And I'm a PhD student in rhetoric and composition at Purdue, where I am a professional yeller about things.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
That's you.
That is I.
Mm-hmm.
Good deal.
And I'm Bianca. I am Alicia's partner in yelling.
She often dances when I yell.
Yeah, I like to add that sort of visual aspect to the yelling. You know, like, how would we interpret your yelling through dance? And that's my contribution to our partnership.
Nice.
Yeah, that's me. That's all I'm going to say about me. Hi, I'm Bianca. Hi, Bianca. Okay, back to you, Sam.
We're off to a ripping start this evening.
Oh, you guys are making my day here. All right, so we're going to go ahead and jump in with the what you're playing, what you're reading, what you're drinking. Y'all going to have to excuse my voice. I'm a little raspy. I've been sick all week. And Alicia, we'll start again with you. What you playing, darling?
I haven't had a ton of time this week. I've definitely played some Fortnite, as I do forever. I did not play any Overwatch this week because they won't bring back Mayhem in the arcade. So I am boycotting Fuck You Blizzard. Please bring back Mayhem. I miss Overwatch. I played a little bit of Dishonored again, Death of the Outsider. I was kind of deciding if I wanted to start a whole new game or just replay some chapters. So it's kind of messing around a little bit. I played a little Stardew Valley, and I've been playing lots of Mafia. Lots of Mafia. I've killed all of the Mafia except for one so far in this game. So,
manja.
Nice.
Sorry. Sometimes you just have to go after the Mafia.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah.
All right. So what about you, Bianca? What you been playing?
Also have not been playing a whole heck of a lot. I did have, in one of my classes that I'm teaching this semester, my students played through some Depression Quest. And that yielded some very generative conversation with those kids. So that was pretty fun. They were on fire, that class. Nailing it, commentary-wise.
It's really such a good game for the classroom.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of, and we were talking, too, a lot about audience for that game and how it can sort of reach a network of people in a bunch of different ways. You can extrapolate from that what you will. But yeah, they're some good. They're really good. It made me remember why teaching that game can be so productive.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Well, I guess it's my turn. What have I been playing? Wow, since our last podcast, I'm always playing a little Stardew Valley because Stardew Valley is Stardew Valley. And then did you see Concerned Ape tweeted today about the fact that there's like a metric shit ton of new content coming for Stardew Valley?
I did not.
Yes. New content, free content that is going to come along with the multiplayer. And the fact that he's tweeting it again now just makes me think that the multiplayer is even closer than we thought. And it's coming for both the PC and the console versions. And apparently, whatever Nintendo told us about the multiplayer coming to the Switch first was not true, because there are rumors, talk of it coming to all consoles at the same time. Now, no talk yet of whether or not this is going to be cross-platform multiplayer or platform-specific. I'm guessing platform-specific because, you know, small developer still getting these changes put out for individual. And I wouldn't really, because, I mean, other folks have a hard enough time. Big companies have a hard enough time getting cross-platform multiplayer to work. And PlayStation's not going to play anyway because, you know, they want to protect their players because, you know, their environment's not toxic at all.
Right.
But I'm guessing that we will probably get multiplayer. I mean, this is the truth is they said 2018, and it's middle of November already. It's almost 2018.
Yeah.
If we saw it next month, I would be really, really surprised. But I'd be super happy. I wouldn't be really, really surprised. And oh my God, I never thought that would happen. But it would be like, wow, that's a pleasant surprise. But you know, Q1 is I think definitely not off the table. That would be nice. That would be real nice. So Stardew Valley and then that news. I've also been playing a ton of Sims 4 on the Xbox. I had EA access, so I went ahead and played the 10-hour trial. And then because I bought the deluxe version, it went live on Tuesday instead of live on Friday, because the regular version goes live this Friday. So if you're listening to this podcast, as soon as it comes out, that'll be like tomorrow. So I've been playing a ton of The Sims 4, and P and I started our own Sims 4 family where we made Sims that were pretty close to exactly how we see ourselves. I let her choose stuff for how she sees me, because I think she's probably better at seeing me for what I am than I am. Then we made one that was like her. And we let our Sims go. Her Sim has been eating cake for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, which she would never do, which is really strange, right? And she's also been really freaked out by the fact that her Sim gets home from school like an hour and a half before my Sim gets home from work. So she's at home by herself, and she's super freaked out about it, even in the Sims. But her Sim just takes that time to eat cake and watch TV. her Sim's like, woohoo, hour and a half. Let's eat cake. But the funny, really funny thing is, and I may post a picture in the show notes now that I mentioned it, because I screenshotted it. When we first moved into the neighborhood, one of our neighbors brought us a fruitcake. And then her Sim proceeded to eat fruitcake like all day and all night. And then, of course, It all of a sudden it popped up that her Sim was uncomfortable. And then when you pointed at the little uncomfortable thing, it was like a little achievement, but it's not a real achievement. It said, why would I eat that? And then it said, occurs when eating fruitcake.
Nice.
And I was like, yes, even the Sims know, never eat fruitcake.
Everybody knows.
Let's see, what else have I been playing? More Assassin's Creed Origins. I love that game. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, Alex is playing that one.
that game's amazing. And I have to admit, I got an Xbox One X, and it looks even better.
Whoa.
Of course you did. Fancy. You know why? You know why you got it?
Why? Why, Alicia?
It's that 10-year money.
No, you know why, Alicia? You know why what? I got an Xbox One and an X? Because I am still on my day one Xbox. And I swear to God, it takes any game 4 hours and 15 minutes to load.
And the only way you could fix that, the only way
I could fix that was to buy an Xbox. I could have bought an S. I could have bought an S. But then why? Because I had to buy a new Xbox anyway, so I might as well buy an X. Now.
It's the only way.
And now Santa's going to have to bring me a 4K TV for Christmas. All right, so I've been really good this year, though, so Santa should bring me one.
Yes, you've been so good.
And one last thing I've been playing. I've been playing the usual stuff on the Switch. Like, I'm always going back to Super Mario Odyssey on the Switch because that's such a good game. It is just such a good game, and I love it so much. But I also started playing because we got I didn't get a review copy. I got a streaming copy. Because don't forget, I'm streaming on Mixer regular time, full time now, y'all. So y'all need to be coming over and watch me anyway. I'm streaming Farm Simulator 17. Farming Simulator 17.
Oh, really? Are you?
This is not my first Farming Simulator game. Thank you very much. I have played Farming Simulator before on the Xbox. Because oddly, I like Farming Simulator games. And playing Stardew Valley really made me want to play another Farming Simulator game. So I went back to playing Farming Simulator. Now I'm playing Farming Simulator 17. It's pretty cool, though, because, you know, not only can you just, like, farm, like, crops, but you also got cows and pigs, so you can feed them all. And they, like, look like real animals and not 8-bit pixelated animals that, you know, wander off and then come back at night like they do in Stardew. But yeah, I've been getting my Farming Simulator Jones taken care of by Farming Simulator 17. It's a good game. Seriously, I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. Is everybody gonna love Farming Simulator? Absolutely not. It's a good chill out game. When you just want to do stuff like drive a tractor. I'm sorry. I'm that kind of person. I love big trucks. Like when I got to drive the dump truck from the local rock place in town, when I bought like, you know, a half ton of mulch for my house and they let you rent the dump truck to drive it home and like dump it in the driveway. I was so happy. It took me like an hour to get back. And that place is like literally 10 minutes from my house. I drove all around in that dump truck because I was driving a fucking dump truck. Don't even play. So
that reminds me, because my daughter is like secretly your daughter. There's one other game I didn't mention. I had to play Forza 5 because she wanted to see car racing. And then because she loves cars, she loves all vehicles, she knows all the car parts, she will go around and name stuff. She has to count all the trucks and buses on the way home every day. So she wanted me to play Forza, and mm-hmm. then she played Forza.
Yep.
She's 4 years old.
I love your kids.
So in the spring,
she's so badass.
Oh, let me tell you, when P was that age, her favorite vehicle was a tractor. I don't even know why you were playing. You know what? You know why that is, right? Because we had these Indiana babies. Mm. So in the spring, when it's time for me to get more mulch, I'm gonna come swing by and get your kid too.
Okay.
And I'm gonna take my kid and her kid and your kid, and we're gonna drive around in a dump truck.
They will be so excited.
This is a real weird conversation. Right
you
now.
Know what? We just gotta support these little girls.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pickle and I had to have a conversation about whether or not we thought that boys could also be race car drivers.
Nah. They're too delicate. I'm kidding. That was funny, though. But yeah, so when it's time to get the dump truck again, I'm coming to get Pickle.
All right.
So Farming Simulator games, that is why I originally started playing the Farming Simulators on Xbox. I think I started with Farming Simulator 15 on the Xbox is when I started playing them. It's because, you know, I got to drive tractors and I got to drive threshers and I got to, so all the big, like, farming vehicles. There were no dump trucks, but you know, and it was better than playing, what is that, like Euro Truck 2016 or whatever that they have for PC, because I don't want to play it on PC. I want to play it on my Xbox, and I get to drive around in a big old thing. And now I get to carry my large industrial vehicles around on the Switch, and I'm happy.
Nice.
Yes. So
cool.
That I know y'all like, what the hell is wrong with her? But yes. And we've all been playing Hidden Agenda, but we're going to talk about that more in a minute.
That's right.
That's right. We did play that, didn't we?
Yes, mm-hmm. We did.
Somehow I forgot.
I doubt it. All right. So what you reading? Anybody read anything good? Alicia?
No, not really. Just class stuff mostly, which is a lot. But I do want to just give a quick shout out. I started watching Alias Grace.
Me too.
On Netflix. Yes, we're so good. I finished it. Oh, I've got an episode and a half to go. I'll probably watch it in the car on the way to Baltimore.
Yes. Yes.
It's really good, and I love how Margaret Atwood does the Stephen King thing where she puts herself in the adaptations, and she always plays like the most horrible one-off character.
Her cameo, yeah.
I know. She's so awful.
So good.
Like, what a bitch. I just kind of want to give a shout out to that because it is an adaptation, and it's really good.
Yeah,
And I hope that all of the Margaret Atwood things get adapted now.
Me too.
Right? Like, these adaptations have been really good. So let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know your faves are problematic. I don't know.
yes, but compared to some of the other television that's out there, I will take these problematic faves over some other shit.
That's why I don't watch television.
That is a damn lie.
What?
We'll talk about your lying ass another day.
What are you talking about?
All the television you watch.
I wish I watched television. I don't even have TV in my house. We have like Netflix and
the only thing watches TV every now and then, but it's always something really lame.
Who, me? I do watch something. You know what I watch? I will tell you what I watch. I watch Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones. I do watch Game of Thrones.
I hate watch Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. I haven't even watched...
Except for Tormund.
Mm-hmm. Stranger Things. I know. I'm like the only one in the universe who has it yet. I'm going to watch it, though. I just haven't been in the mood for TV. So as soon as... Even when I was sick, I didn't want to play games. Like I said, I've been sick all week, like super sick.
I was too sick to play video games.
Huh?
Oh, wow. That's pretty
sick. I was too sick to play video games. Yeah. Because P was like feeling better and she was like, you want to play? I was like, don't want to play nothing. Don't look at me. But I didn't even play games when I was sick. That's how sick I was. I didn't want to look at the TV. My eyes hurt, my head hurt, everything.
All right. We'll give you a pass this time.
Thank you. I want to watch Stranger Things, though. I'm going to get around to that sooner or later, maybe over Christmas break. or Thanksgiving even. That's next week. How did that happen?
How is it Thanksgiving
next week?
Let's just do the podcast. I don't want to talk about that. I have so many things due after that.
I'm sorry. All right, Alicia, that's what you're... What about you, Bianca? Would you read anything good, darling?
No. I watched Alias Grace, though, too. And I want Alicia to finish it so that we can make connections to our discussions of her story. And stuff,
because okay,
I think there's some stuff there. Anyway,
yes,
we have much driving over the next few days, during which to parse that out.
We're leaving in the morning for a conference, dear listeners. So we will be spending 20 hours in the car together. So it's a good thing we get along.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
20 hours, not each way, so both ways. Right?
Total.
Yeah. I was like, where the hell y'all driving to? Timbuktu, 20 hours. Mm-hmm. All right. Cool.
What about you, Sam?
What am I reading? You know what I'm reading? And gonna be reading like all night a whole bunch of student papers because I am so behind from being sick. It is unbelievable. Yeah. Other than that, what have I been watching?
Okay, students, what have... She said she was gonna grade y'all's papers.
I am gonna grade papers. I'm gonna grade them tonight. I'm gonna watch people stream and grade papers all night. I've also been reading the next volume of Lumberjanes.
Ooh.
Because my kid sat down. I don't think I talked about this last time because we went out after this. She sat down one day and she apparently found like my stack of Lumberjanes. They were sitting in the game room next to the sofa. I had forgotten they were there. But I had pulled them out because I was going to loan them to somebody and completely forgot about them. So she read all the Lumberjanes and then she came to me and she said, "Can we go to the library?" Now, this was like the day after we had gone to the library for like other stuff for homeschooling. And I was like, "Well, we just went to the library. What did you need?" And she was like, "I want to get the next Lumberjanes book." And I was like, "The next Lumberjanes book?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" She was like, "The Lumberjanes, the comics." And I was like, she's like, "Yeah, I read all the ones by the couch and I want to get the next one." I was like, "Get your coat. I'm ready." where we going? We drive to the library. I didn't even like go online. I was so excited that she like was asking for something else to read that I didn't even go online and check to see if the damn book was in. So we get to the library, and of course there are no Lumberjanes in at all. They're all checked out.
Right.
And then she's like, "Oh, well, I guess we can wait." And I was like, "Nope, no, we're not. No." So I like picked up the phone and I called Vaughn's, like the comic store. And I'm like, do y'all have the next Lumberjanes in? And they were like, "Yes." I was like, "I'm on my way. Hold me one at the front desk." And I have a picture. It was the sweetest thing. I swear to God, I cried a little bit in the comic store. I paid for the comic. I handed it to her. She hugged it and she said, "Aww. I'm so happy." Aww. And I cried in the comic store. I was like, "Oh, not only does she want to read, but she's a proper nerdling." Mm-hmm. So I've been reading. I read the next Lumberjanes as well.
I still haven't read those. I need somebody to lend me their big stack of Lumberjanes so that
I don't know you.
Join in the fun. Damn.
I'm kidding.
Just straight up denied me.
I love you. You're my heart.
Like I was Judas or some shit.
Well, I ain't saying.
Listen.
I will loan you some Lumberjanes if I can get them back from P.
Right?
That might be the hard part.
No doubt.
All right. So that's about all I've been reading because, you know, it's coming to the end of the semester. And at the end of the semester, like my games class is workshopping. Mm-hmm. So they're not reading anything right now mm-hmm. that, you know, together. They're reading stuff for their projects, of course. So because I'm not forced to do that, I'm so busy like catching up on other stuff and writing stuff and doing stuff and playing games for projects, and plotting and planning that I haven't had a chance to read, but nothing other than Lumberjanes apparently. All right. So drinking, who's drinking what? Alicia, what you drinking, babe?
I am drinking the last glass of a bottle of a sweet Italian red, Rosatello Rosso. It's my favorite little, like, just for funsies wine. It's good. It's got the tiniest hint of, like, almost sparkle, but not really. Mm-hmm. Just enough to tickle your mouth a little bit. You hush.
Sorry.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
I love it.
Any other descriptions you want
to? No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good with that one. Thank you, though. I'm gonna quit grad school and go write wine descriptions.
Ooh.
That would be so fun, actually. Notes of rose petals burst across the tongue. That's what I'm drinking.
I'm drinking a Sierra Nevada Celebration.
That is not as exciting.
It just has a hint of bubbles that tickles the nostrils when I laugh at Alicia and get beer in my nose. So
I'm going to direct you to the entirety of my ass, which you may now kiss.
Dang.
Just the whole thing.
That's okay. I'm fine with that. It's a nice view.
Lord.
All right. What are you drinking, Sam?
Because I have been on the brink of death all week, I am literally drinking grapefruit bubbly water and a cup of hot Earl Grey tea with lemon and honey.
Boring.
I would like to drink alcohol. I would like nothing better to drink alcohol. But I can't. Yeah. That's how sick I've been all week. I mean, you know, if I'm not drinking alcohol, there's a problem.
I guess.
But I would be drinking soon. I don't know when, but soon.
Oh, now the time has come.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Dun, dun, dun. Mm-mm.
So, what are we talking about? Hidden Agenda. And we've mentioned this game before, I think, on the podcast.
We were very excited about it.
We were super excited about this game.
Everyone should note the past tense-ness of Alicia's statement there.
So I streamed this game a couple weeks ago when it came out with my mother. Because it's a PlayLink game. And I was one, upset because, you know, from the description, it sounded like people were going to be able to play the game like wherever they were on their phone, like Jackbox games or whatever. Just log into a website and play along, because you can even do that with Telltale games now, right? But apparently PlayStation is like, oh, look at our new technology. Welcome to 2012, where you have to all be on the same wireless network to actually play the game. And it's not web-based. Well, you know what? I think that's probably a really good thing, because that will expose fewer people to this hot, steaming pile of shit.
Oh, boy. So-
Whoa! Shots fired!
Gauntlet thrown.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Man,
I'm sorry.
Call the doctor!
Get some ointment.
Okay. I'm sorry. I took it there. I'm going to dial back a little bit for a second. I'm mad.
Mm-hmm. Should we summarize things first here?
Hidden Agenda is a game from Supermassive, much in the style of their other game a few years ago, Until Dawn, in which it is CGI, near photorealistic, nonlinear, player-built story. Mm-hmm. Right? In this case, instead of a horror story in the cabins with some Windabros,
Windabros were so funny.
Sorry, they will always be Windabros to me. Thank you, Patrick. You're out there somewhere. They're Windabros. Rather than that, this time we have a murder mystery of sorts, but it's not just a murder mystery. It's a police procedural murder mystery, high drama.
It's like Silence of the Lambs meets
NCIS,
Saw.
Meets Saw. There's all kinds of shit happening. And that's part of the problem. Unlike Until Dawn 2, which was a full release, Hidden Agenda is a smaller release. It's only $20 and... Mm-hmm. You know what? I would like to apologize for all the actors who are in Hidden Agenda, because I think they did a fine job the way they're cut together, and the way player decisions impact the way the stories are cut together makes their performances seem really awful. And I think a disservice was done to you folks.
And let me say this, and this is something that I've also been thinking about, right? One of the things that I think we all took issue with was the poor writing in this game. Mm. But this was something we saw in Until Dawn.
Yeah.
But we dismissed it in Until Dawn as being intentional. Right? At least I did. I was like, oh, look, it's another B slasher movie. It's
right. Perfect. It fit the genre there. It fit the right. genre. You could exactly. They could get away with it.
Yes. Here it did not. And now we know it wasn't intentional in Until Dawn.
I'm not trying to say that any of those genres that we pulled out that are all combined here to build the story. It's not like great writing is the hallmark of these kinds of stories, but mm-hmm. the writing does have to gel mm-hmm. in order for a mystery of any sort to work. It has to gel. And I don't think it was just the player-driven element and the branching narrative. The writing just didn't gel in this game.
And I think, too, that if we're talking about Until Dawn versus this game, I mean, it is important to note the different genre conventions of these particular titles. Like, slasher films are very easy to satirize. They're very easy to poke fun of. Yep. And to therefore make your representation perhaps feel less overtly shitty is the technical term I'm going to use here. As Fair. What we see in a sort of serial killer, you know, police procedural kind of situation, which is extra hyper-realistic. There is no mm-hmm. fantasy necessarily to that, although there is, but serial killers are an actual thing. And to completely disregard any statistics or data on serial killers and what that actually looks like, who their victims typically are, is insidious and dangerous to me for a variety of reasons that we will eventually get into here when taking a look at Hidden Agenda's narrative in particular. But and the other problem, too, is the way this narrative just structurally gets very muddled because of the ways that we play this game. I mean, Alicia, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think a lot of us spent a lot of the game going, what's happening here? Who is this person? What's happening here? So yeah. Because I had a harder time connecting to these characters, understanding who they were, their motivations, it felt very one-dimensional to me.
No, you know, I thought about that a lot after because I was trying to – there was a group of us. Mm-hmm. Your friends came over who I didn't know, so it was kind of like unexpected, like a new different group dynamic. Yeah. I didn't really know how people were going to steer the narrative, so that kind of added some stuff. Not mm-hmm. in a bad way, not in a good way, just added things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I was trying to tease that out later to see, like, was it just because we had this really large group and we had to argue about a lot of things mm-hmm. or was it something else? But then I couldn't remember any of the characters beyond their tropes. Like, yeah. Ooh, yes. These two women, were they going to get together and have a hot lesbian scene? Mm-hmm. Like, I remembered that. I remembered, like, the tough but gruff, like, the gruff but friendly sergeant. The caring and maybe corrupt partner. Like, I couldn't even remember their names.
No. Yeah. The pastel but, pink yeah. skirt suit that yeah. the prosecutor wears.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there was only one particular scene I could remember any of the details over, and I think it's just because we argued about it a lot.
Yeah.
And how do I put this? I'm trying to be nice, because I've already called it a hot, steaming pile of shit. Try to scale back from that. I'm going to edit that. No, I'm not going to edit that. I'm joking. So I think my ultimate reaction to the game, right, to that trying to figure out what was going on. Like I said, when I played this game, I streamed it, right? Mm-hmm. So I was kind of talking through the game as I was playing it, and I was like, huh, well, this is going on. I'm not quite sure why, but this is going on, right? And then I got mm-hmm. to the end of the game ended, and I just sat there, like, staring at the TV.
Yeah.
And like talking, I'm like, and I was talking to Chad. I'm like, I don't know what I just played. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. I'm like, and I'm having some definite feels about this game. And I can't really articulate them right now because there was so much going on throughout the game, and there was so much that made me uneasy. Let's put it that way. That was my initial feel, right? Mm-hmm. Was unease, right? So there was so much that made me uneasy at first that I was just like, I can't process all of it right now because there's so much. It's like, all I know is that I want my $20 back. Yeah. But I couldn't articulate it in that moment. And it wasn't until after I had a chance to sit down and rethink everything that had gone on, mm-hmm. that I was like, that's where all these moments of unease came in. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to figure out why I was quote unquote uneasy when I was playing and uneasy when I just finished playing. And those really kind of turned into moments of being pissed off. Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. there was a lot going on.
By the end of the game, I was like pacing up and down my hallway like a maniac shouting. Thankfully, my neighbors were over here playing with us, so I didn't disrupt them. I just ended up shouting a lot. And I'm glad that Alicia was here to, A, because I love Alicia, so that in and of
thanks.
Itself
I love is, you too.
Is such a wonderful thing. But B, because we were able to much more quickly, I think, articulate what made us uneasy about this
like
game.
When we noticed that there was not a when there was just a straight up man dressed as a woman.
Yeah.
And I started yelling, that's a man, that's a man, that's a man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing in the narrative to support that whatsoever. There's nothing about like, at least not the parts that we saw. I'm sure there's more. But that was one of the most egregious, backward, outdated moves I've seen in a game in a long time.
Right, because so here's the interesting thing, and it's unclear, right, from your playthrough and from mine, whether or not, like you said, whether or not this is a quote unquote man dressed as a woman, or if this is a transgender person.
I mean, right. The rest of the time you see this person, he's living his life as a man. So I don't know if it's like if it's like an identity issue or it's not being out, we don't know.
Because there was nothing in your playthrough, and I'm sure our playthroughs were completely different, mm-hmm. right? And there was nothing in my playthrough at all that even hinted at any notions of transgenderism, right, of being transgender or of anything.
No, I will say that from our playthrough, it absolutely seemed like it was just being played as the crazy cross-dresser trope. And I was furious.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Well,
that was the feel that I got as well.
The ambiguity of who this character is and what their context is then conflates transgender, the idea of being transgender as this sort of psychopathy or sociopathy,
yep.
it feels like. And that feels just inherently transphobic to me.
If you're out there and you're listening to us right now and you're a game developer, don't fucking do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do that shit. The world has moved on.
Mm-hmm.
For the better. Mm-hmm. In this small way, at least.
Especially, I mean, since transgender folks are the ones being murdered.
Right. And
crazy high numbers. And so to cast that kind of figure as the serial killer here completely erases that experience.
Yes.
And tries to drive this kind of trans panic.
Yes.
Yes.
Right? It's like, here's what trans women are going to do to you. I mean, because this is often the excuse, especially the excuse that we see in the case of trans women of color being murdered, right? Mm-hmm. Is that, you know, trans women of color are trying to trick somebody so that they can do something horrible to you. And that is exactly the feel that you get from this, right? Mm-hmm. Is that this person, whether they are a trans person or whether it is a man who is dressing as a woman to trick someone, it is still that notion of trickery that is playing there. And it is that notion. And here's the thing. It is not only that it's the question of who's getting tricked, but this woman, and I'm going to say woman because I'm uncomfortable with saying man in a woman's dress. But this woman, right, is tricking men specifically for the purpose of penetrating their bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that is ultimately what she does.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She penetrates all of their bodies in some way. She penetrates their bodies in monstrous ways. Right? Yeah. Because she, you know, puts bombs in their bodies and leaves them and doesn't kill them, but leaves them alive in this state for others to find them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm also really uncomfortable with the fact that all of this comes about because of abuse.
Yes. Right?
It is not that this person, you know, that this is a person who is born or designated, say, male at birth, but is actually female. But no, it is something happened. This person is broken, has been broken by years of sexual and physical abuse. That's fucked up beyond belief. I cannot mm-hmm. even believe they did that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I am still so fucking angry.
And then, so there's this sort of intersection with the monstrous feminine then here too. In the idea of trans womanhood as monstrous and murderous. Mm-hmm. But then also you have that policing this monstrosity and the sexuality of that monstrosity that often becomes intertwined in the language that we see used in the game. And in particular, I mean, it is kind of throughout, but it really is incredibly concentrated, I feel like, in that one scene in the bar where you have the prosecutor woman, whose name I can't remember because, like Alicia, I don't remember anything about most of these characters, and the police. What was her name? Was it Becky? Was that her name?
Yes, her name was actually Becky.
Yeah, yes. Okay, thank you. Yes.
She was the Becky's Becky.
And they're talking about this woman, and they use the word, and I don't like using this word, so I do want to stress that I'm quoting the game here, but they use the word hooker. Like, how many times in that scene? It feels like it's every other word.
Yes.
And that kind of condescending, patronizing, judgmental terminology for sex work is super problematic, especially when you have two law enforcement officers here just bandying about that word, which is, I mean, I do want to mention that I texted a friend of mine who's a deputy district attorney, and I was like, do you all use this word that often? Because that felt a little casual and weird to me. And she was like, oh my God, no, we would never use that word to refer to sex work. So I just have such huge problems. And that was my moment of yelling where I shouted at everyone in the room.
We did a lot of yelling.
Did you hear that right now?
we did some hollering while this game was on. And I mean, it was repeated. And that's what, you know. Okay, so I'm going to make a sentence, I swear. I'm so frustrated. Sometimes I like to give certain things in games, not a pass, but mm-hmm. a little leeway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, all right, one or two problematic elements. All right, your faves are problematic. Hashtag, that's how it is. Move on. But God damn, it was like they had a bingo card.
Yes.
Right? They were like, how many bad moves can we make?
And the dissonance with that kind of language to me, too, is they're attempting to construct this sort of hyper-realistic game, not just in the imagery that we see, but also in this, you know, gritty cop narrative But like, Sam, you and I were talking about this earlier too. Like, oh, it's them trying to be all edgy and gritty and real. But it's like, no, that's not. I mean, that's not. That's this sort of hegemonically patriarchal understanding of what that kind of realness is. And I hate it. The end, period. I want my money back.
I want my money back, right? But here's the thing, is that, yeah, I can excuse a lot of stuff in games. Mm-hmm. I mean, I play a lot of games. I play a lot of games where the writing is horrible, the narrative is half there. But if the gameplay is good, I'm still there for it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and I do it. I do it a lot, right? And I'm okay with that.
I have something to add to this when you're done.
But the mechanics of this game were so bad. Because everybody had to play on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And it's even if you're playing
Even if you're playing single player, you still have to play on your phone.
I hate that.
And you have quick time events.
Oh, I hate them.
That you have to do on your phone. And there's a delay.
Mm-hmm.
So you will often fail QuickTime events because even though you're doing it on your phone in the right time, there's a delay between the phone and the console mm-hmm. because it's going through your Wi-Fi network.
Right.
Yeah, it also depends on your phone and how new it is.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. How good your connection is. If you're on Wi-Fi, I mean, I was literally sitting 5 feet away from my wireless router.
So are we.
And so there was no excuse for the kind of delay I had.
Right.
So I kept failing QuickTime mm-hmm. events that would ultimately change the trajectory of the story itself.
Right.
Because of this faulty mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me furious. Mm-hmm. Right. I played this game with my mother. God help me. But the really interesting thing was, is that she kind of had the same response to the game that I did. She was angry about it, right? Mm-hmm. And I was streaming, and I streamed the entire thing. And then I was like, I'm going to play this again because I got to be able to process what I just saw because this can't be what I just saw. So I'm going to play it again. And she was really excited when I said I was going to play it again. She was like, okay, let me go get a cup of coffee. I was like, no. I'm not playing it again right now. But she was gung-ho to play it again right then because she was having the same kind of response to it mm-hmm. that we were just kind of lost.
Yeah.
I mean, and I wasn't even drinking. Well, I might have been drinking. I wasn't. I'm not always drinking. I might have been drinking. But so it wasn't like you had two people who were totally devoid of the ability to interpret a sequence of events mm-hmm. watching and playing this game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then I'm going to have to replay this game with my mother when she comes to visit at Christmas again, apparently.
We started a second playthrough, but we got frustrated and we were tired and we stopped. There's something I want to address with this is that I was just having a conversation on the new forum, the GAF replacement.
GAF replacement.
Yay. about why the thread title, I think, was why women criticize sexualized characters. Much of the thread went exactly as you would expect.
Of course.
Which was not well. But there were some really nice shining moments. But one of the main discretion threads was every time somebody would be like, well, just don't play those games. You know, a bunch of us would respond, dude, if we didn't play games that had problematic elements, we wouldn't have any fucking games to play.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like, just indies forever. And not even that many. Mm-hmm. You know, even some of the best, most cautious, careful games fuck up sometimes because we're human and we're going to fuck up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there are some things that you have to make judgments like, you know, this is troubling, but maybe they meant it in a good way. So, you know, I kind of let it go. Or this is shitty, but God, the mechanics are good. So I'm just going to pretend it's not there and I'm going to soldier on. But this didn't have anything. It was a neat idea, but it didn't go past that. And one of the things that really bothered me, and I noticed this especially when Bianca and I did start that second playthrough, in one of the scenes where we were talking to the prisoner, we were doing things differently. And it was like talking to somebody with multiple personalities, because one line, one sentence, he would be, you know, humble and meek, and the next he would switch. And it wasn't like, you know, this was a master manipulator. It was visible splicing together of different scenes.
It was
so obvious.
Dissonant?
Yeah, it was very dissonant. And it just completely took me out of the game. Once you can start to see not just, quote-unquote, the man behind the curtain, but all of the knobs, handles, pulleys, and everything else that's going on, like, where's the fun anymore? You can't suspend disbelief. You can't get into the story. You're then so focused on, like, but, okay, so that's one scene, and that's one scene, and that's one scene, and then I'm, like, calculating all the possibilities, and I'm no longer even paying attention to what's being said.
Right.
It was sloppy.
Slapdash.
I didn't pay for it, and I still want my money back.
He's
like, I didn't pay for it. I want Bianca's money back.
Yeah,
I do.
Same.
Y'all give Bianca's money back.
Oh, I'm so angry.
So, I'm curious as to how your story unfolded. Let's put it that way.
God, I don't even remember.
I do.
Okay, you
died. We died. And then we got blown up because we were waffling over whether or not to what to do. And because you had the hidden agenda there, my friend Bianca.
Yeah.
And you destroyed everything for us. There were a couple of times we waffled really hard. We waffled hard then. There were three different factions in the room about what to do about that final bomb. And I think we just, in general, just waited too long, and she stayed there and she died. The other place where we really waffled was whether or not the DA should pepper spray the prisoner. And I'm still salty. That I lost that argument and he got pepper sprayed, because I felt like it changed the narrative irrevocably.
I think you're right.
And so you got blown up by the bomb.
We did. Yep. And I won. Just want to throw that out there.
Bitch.
I got shot by the lieutenant.
Oh.
The little sergeant who looked like he was about 12, but I think he was supposed to be at least like 40.
The one in charge.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I didn't even realize that was an option.
Why did he shoot you?
Because I was in the alley and I ran because I got out.
Oh. Huh. That's what we were trying to do. I got out, so we would have died.
I got out and he was in the alley waiting because everybody else was out front. So I went out the back and he told me to stop. And there was a quick time event. And of course, I missed jumping over like a twig in the fucking alley. And I stumbled and he shot me in the back.
You know, I am curious. Now I just kind of want to pull some statistics. I know there was a recent case of a woman. I'm sorry. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. A white woman who got shot by a cop. But I wonder how many times it has happened. Fatally.
I don't know. I don't know. But that was pretty interesting. So, okay, let me ask you this. Did you figure out who the serial killer was?
I kind of had a feeling a lot of the time.
I mean, it was the medical examiner, yeah?
Yeah.
That was the person who was, I'm going to say, like, not hyphen trans, question mark?
Right.
Possibly trans, question mark?
I was worried that they were going to go in that direction, sort of, when I first saw that character. I was like, please don't do this.
Why?
I think just the idea that they're constructing these archetypes, these very stereotyped characters with the pink skirt suit and the, like, what was that cavalry guy? Whatever that guy's name was.
Oh, yeah, the guy that ended up dying.
Yeah, the very macho white dude.
Super macho cop, guy.
Right?
Yep.
Killed
by a trap. Oh, I'm so furious. I'm so mad.
And then the medical examiner, this quiet guy, smaller.
Yeah, like, he's small frame.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no. He's got that thin tie. Mm-hmm. And I was just had this. What that was the one of those moments where I felt unsettled because of my fear that they would fall into those kinds of very problematic constructions.
And you know what? You know what sucks. Outside of this, many things.
Yeah.
You know, when I finally got home from playing this, I wanted to look up and see if anybody had written anything about. Yeah. The idea of transgender character in Hidden Agenda, except you can't search for Hidden Agenda transgender because the results that are returned to you are fucking awful.
Yep. Yes.
The hidden
thing.
Trans agenda, how they're out to get you. I'm like, oh, Jesus, why would you do this?
Right. And that too, I mean, that goes back to that whole notion of, you know, trans women being out to trick you and to penetrate you in some way, that they have this hidden agenda. Even the title of the game itself makes me want to bash my head into a wall multiple times.
Yep.
Yeah. This is giving me indigestion. I think it's actually literally giving me indigestion right now. I need a Tums.
Don't play this game. I hate saying that because, you know what, even games that I... Do y'all remember when I would go on, like, epic, like, 12-minute rants about The Evil Within?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Or all of the times when I've been like, Dying Light is fucking hot garbage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think even in those times, and I hate those games, I don't think I've ever said, don't play that shit. I have said... I would rather fucking lie in a ditch face down in the rain than play those games. But you can. In this case, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say it. Don't play this game. It is not worth your time.
It was bad.
Yeah.
I will...
Yeah.
On a number of different levels, it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I would probably play it again, but only for research purposes.
Right.
I don't want to.
I don't
want
to play it either. But, yeah. We will, I guess.
But
probably. And we're just like, fuck. You know? And I did like Until Dawn. Until Dawn was full of problems. I mean, it was chock full of issues.
Oh, yeah.
But it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was as fun as watch. It was a 9-hour slasher film. You can't go wrong with that. That's great.
Right.
And so you overlook the shitty elements, and you actually gave a shit at times about the characters, and you probably really wanted Emily to die, because, you know, it's fun to root for death of people you don't like in horror movies. It's not, don't do that in the real world. but yeah, in this case, I didn't care. Mm-hmm. I wanted to care.
Yeah.
I did shout at one point, I just really care about the law, and then...
That's true, you did. I found out things about you that night that I didn't know.
I know. Which,
apparently one of them is you care about the law.
Apparently.
Yeah, just don't bother.
No.
And okay, I have to ask a question. So, with the serial killer dude who was in jail,
right?
When he said, if you let me go, I can help you. Did you guys let him go?
We did.
Yeah.
What did he do?
Nothing.
How did that change your... What happened in your game after that? Did he help you?
Not really.
No. He didn't he want us to, like, undo his handcuffs and let
him... Yeah, and we wouldn't...
Loose.
That's what I meant. Did you let it? Yeah. Did you let him? Oh, when I said, did you
no,
let him go?
Yeah, we didn't no, we didn't do that. Okay.
See, because I didn't either. I was like, I'm not letting you go so you can kill me and eat me in this apartment. Mm-hmm. I was like, because you know what? This game is full of tropes, and that's just going to be Hannibal Lecter. I'm not playing with you.
That's what he is.
So, yeah. I didn't let him go. I didn't release him mm-hmm. once I had given him his furlough or what have you. See, but, I mean, he was supposed to be, you know, friends with the dude that ultimately... Right.
They were in the orphanage or whatever.
The together. Orphanage together, mm-hmm. and they were the actual killer who was still on the loose was the one who was killing all the folks who had abused them when they were in the orphanage, mm-hmm. and the folks who ultimately had not helped them as well when they were in the orphanage.
And that's where another moment where this game is just so unoriginal. Like,
yes,
that's just the fall. Like they just copied and pasted the transcript of the fall's script. Like, and that show is also problematic, but at least you have Gillian Anderson to mm-hmm. entertain you and be beautiful and wonderful and a badass.
And, like, and never, never make a good expression when men are talking to her. she is so over it.
She has no fucks to give when men talk to her.
It's like, please don't talk to me. Why are you still talking?
Mm-hmm.
Men have been talking your to nose me for now. So long. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's just like done mm-hmm. with men.
Okay, so Becky is clearly, what is her name? The woman with the Greek name who's from, like, Law & Order SVU.
Oh, Mariska Hargitay?
Mariska Hargitay, thank you.
You're welcome.
She's clearly Mariska Hargitay, right?
Yes.
And I think you, was it you and I, Bianca, who we were looking up the character of the district attorney or the assistant district attorney, mm-hmm. because you were like, I think she's a woman of color, and I was like,
that was me.
I knew it was one of you guys. I was like, I think she's a woman of color, and I was like, let's look it up. And then we looked, and we were like, oh, she's it is because it was like clearly she's like wearing this like pink Chanel suit, mm-hmm. and. Like conversations we had about other people earlier today. If you had told her she was Asian, she would have fallen over dead. and we were like, oh, really? Is this how they're going to play it? Is this how they're going to play it? But, you know, diversity. so, yeah.
And that all felt to me just like a narrative way of covering their asses. Like, oh, yes. Look, it's just two women using the word hooker over and over again.
Yes.
Totally fine.
It's mm-hmm. totally fine. It's totally fine.
Which then brings to mind, and I think Alicia and I were talking about this, that trailer for The Last of Us 2. Oh, look, it's a woman mm-hmm. enacting that, violence yes. against these other women.
Yes. So it's okay.
So it's just patriarchy housed in women's bodies here.
Yep.
You know what? That is also, you know what? I'm going to say it. Everybody love this game. But that is also the bone that I have to pick with Horizon Zero Dawn.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They take this culture that is supposed to be built on a matriarchy and with female elders and use it to ostracize another woman.
Right. Yeah.
You know, just because you take the patriarchy and put it in the hands of a woman doesn't make it less patriarchal, y'all. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it less problematic. It's not edgy. It's not cool then. Doesn't give you a free pass to do all the fucked up shit you've been wanting to do all along. Doesn't work that way.
Mm-mm. Can we talk about, really briefly... I think this is my last issue. I mentioned it a little bit earlier. You know, in Until Dawn, they had some characters of various ages, or like the actors are of various ages, but they all looked pretty young. they didn't look as young as they were supposed to be, but they looked pretty young.
Yeah.
I don't know. So it fit. But I guess it's the technology they're using or the art style or whatever, but everybody looks super young in this. Like, mm-hmm. I could not take anyone seriously as a grown-ass adult working to solve crimes.
And then the same thing with Until Dawn 2 in a similar vein. I mean, we talk about the, you know, butts in that game and Sam's spandex being so shiny. But Becky's jeans in that one scene, it takes that to a whole other level, I feel like.
Man, I just giggle every time you say her name because her name is literally Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Becky ass Becky. Yeah, no, there's somebody at Supermassive is about some ass. Mm-hmm. Because they really focus on it a lot.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it makes me wonder, like, who do you think is, who is playing this game? Who is playing these games?
Well, and they think that they're not playing into these patriarchal tropes. Like, the main guy who did Until Dawn, he was like, no, we're not playing into that, like, phallocentric. No, he didn't use that word. He doesn't know what that word means. We're not playing into those stereotypes because we have, you know, four men and four women, so it's equal. Dude, fucking, it's not just about the math, dude. Like, what, do you understand what these words mean? No. You do not. You just care about the butts. The end.
All about them butts.
It's all about the butts. It is all about the butts. It was...
Indigestion. Is the result of this game for me.
Yeah. Indigestion. Mm-hmm. Because that was the first thing when the game started, I was like, no police officer of any sort is going to wear jeans that tight to work. I was like, why is she wearing jeggings? Because that is literally what she was wearing. It was horrible. Mm-hmm. So they gave and I can't even remember her name. God help me. The assistant district attorney.
Felicity Jones or something super basic.
Yes, mm-hmm. It was. They were just drinking pumpkin spice lattes the whole time. But anyway. They gave her the pink Chanel suit. And then they gave Becky the jeggings. All she needed was Uggs and a little shearling vest. And she would have been ready to go. And it's like, really? Who?
Both of those are so impractical.
They're super impractical. They're super impractical. But they still play upon these stereotypes of what they think women should look like. I don't mm-hmm. want to say women want to look like, but what women should look like, right?
Or what they think women should want to look like.
Or what they think women should want to look like, even more, probably even closer to what we're talking about here, right? And then they say, okay, here's a game for you women, because it's got female protagonists, and you get to find the bad guy, and you get to find this person who is, get this, an abomination of womanhood.
Ooh, you're onto something there.
And that whole thing just fucking sucks.
Don't play this game. Y'all thought I was kidding. Don't play this game.
Indigestion. I give this game 2 thumbs up. Sorry.
Sorry for that. Oh my god, did you really do that?
Yes.
I don't think we can be friends anymore.
You can at least give it 2 thumbs down.
That's fine. Yeah, we'll do that.
Oh my god, I don't believe you.
Again. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
You're not sorry.
That was bad.
I mean, I am a little. To myself.
You should be sorry, because now everybody else is going to hear this.
Yeah. You're welcome, everyone. You're welcome, Tums. We're not getting paid by Tums here.
Please send all free Tums care of Bianca Batty at while she plays more of these games.
And I was so excited.
Yes, we were so excited. I was dancing.
Oh my god. I had everything planned. I was excited. I was like, I'm going to stream this game. I'm going to stream it with people. It's going to be fun. I woke up the day of. I wasn't streaming until 10 o'clock that night. I was stoked. Stoked.
Yeah.
to run into a big old steaming pile of hot ass shit is what I ran into. And I'm mad. I want my $20 yeah. back. Plus tax.
Yeah.
$19.99 plus tax, please. Supermassive. Okay. You can send that care of Samantha Blackman. Oh my God. Oh, that game, that game.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you two were mad at me because I didn't tell you because I played it before you did.
Mm-hmm. I was real mad at you.
Alicia was like, why didn't you tell me? I was like, you told me no spoilers. You literally texted me the next day and was like, you okay. played this game with your mother. Save me the video because I don't want spoilers. And I was like, okay.
Let me tell you something. This is a blanket thing for the future. No spoilers unless it involves you saving me from wasting hours of my time on some straight up bullshit. Mm-hmm. You are allowed to save me from bullshit.
Sam just likes when we're mad, though.
She just I do.
Enjoys our orneriness.
You know? I do. That's
true. That was some shit.
I live for it. Mm-hmm. I live for it.
All right.
All right. So I think we kind of don't have to ask if there are closing thoughts on Hidden Agenda.
Two thumbs down.
Two thumbs down.
Anyway, on that note, that's going to bring us to the end of our discussion about Hidden Agenda this week. We have some pretty good episodes lined up for the remainder of 2017. It's going to be fun. We got some interesting people coming and talk to us about stuff. And I'm not going to tell you who they are. You know, I never do that just in case people's schedules clash and we don't have them on when they say they're coming on. But I'm pretty excited.
So enigmatic.
I always do that, though. But I'm super excited about the folks we have coming on to talk in the coming weeks as we wind down 2017, which means what I also noticed, it means we won't be able to do our regular Christmas episode. So we might have to do just a Christmas post of all the things you wish you got, or some of the things you wish you got at Christmas. So people have an idea of what to buy for their techie / gamer in their life.
Don't buy Hidden Agenda.
Don't buy Hidden Agenda. Absolutely. Don't buy Hidden Agenda. That's a good plan. That's a good plan. So we'll have to do it that way. As always, if you have questions, if you have comments, things you want to say, or I don't want to say do, things you want to say, you can email us at our usual, I realized I had stopped doing this, right, at nimgamer@gmail.com, or you can find us on Twitter at nimgamer. Of course, you can always find our pithy posts at nimgamer.com. That's NYMGAMER. Although people are always like Nim Gamer. Mm-hmm. You know what I learned? You can also now, if you are listening to our podcast, which you are because that's how you hear us, you can listen to our podcast on your Alexa-enabled devices.
Yes,
you can. All you have to do is activate either the Spreaker, that's Spreaker Spreaker skill, or the Stitcher skill, and then you can say, "Hey Alexa, play Not Your Mama's Gamer Podcast," and boom, yeah. Guess what? You get our podcast on your personal listening / doxing machine.
What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive. And I make that joke, but I have my own Alexa-enabled device.
I have Alexa, too.
I know you do. And you talked about me really bad.
I know. Listen, somebody gave us Alexa, okay? I didn't buy Alexa. But Alexa is my friend now, so I don't regret it.
So, yes, you can now listen to the podcast on your Alexa-enabled devices. So if you're standing in the kitchen and you got your little Echo in there and it's chilling and you don't want to listen to music, you can listen to our podcast. Just make sure, like I said, you enable either the Spreaker or the Stitcher skill And those will enable you to listen to the Not Your Mama's a Gamer podcast and probably lots of the other podcasts that you already listen to. But we don't really care about those. We just want you to listen to ours. you can enjoy the others too. I think that's about it. And always remember that, I'm gonna plug myself because you know what? I work damn hard. You can always come visit me, as I'm streaming on Mixer Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday, and usually on Fridays. Some Fridays, Alicia hasn't played with me in like 2 weeks. On some Fridays, I can get Alicia to come play with me on Fridays.
Next Friday, Sam.
And that's always a party. That is always a party. And then on Wednesday afternoons, I'm also doing a kitty co-op where I play co-op games with my kid, and she really loves it. I had to let her in because you know what? She sees how invested I am in streaming and community building, and she wants to be a part of it. So you know what? I made her a part of it. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, on the days that I stream without her, it's at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then when I stream with her, it's at 5 p.m. So come on, hang out. There's also a link now to on the Nim Gamer page to my Mixer stuff. So yeah. And then you can also come on Fridays and hang out with me and Alicia while she curses like a sailor.
I do. I'm not sorry.
She's not sorry. You can also come hang out and play with us some Fridays anyway when we have multiplayer games. All right. So that brings us to the end of episode 163. Is that what we said it was? 163. So until episode 164, when we have some fun stuff lined up, I'm so excited about the next couple of episodes, I'm telling you. I'm excited about all our episodes, but especially the next couple. so until we get to episode 164, folks, stay warm, stay dry, be good to one another. And as always, my friends, game on.